Last night we recited in Taraweeh the 29th para, and the first surah that the 29th para commences with is Suratul Mulk. It is mentioned in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there is one surah in the Holy Quran which has 30 ayat. That is Surah Mulk. Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Has 30 ayat, and it intercedes on behalf of the reciter on the day of Qiyamah until this person is completely forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever recites Surah Mulk will intercede on behalf of this person to such an extent that Allah ta'ala will then forgive this person. And one riwayat is mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah, Surah Mulk will argue on behalf of this person. Surah Mulk will have a debate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah ta'ala enters this person into Jannah. Sahaba were traveling, and one Sahabi pitched up his tent, not knowing that there was a qabr there. So he actually pitched up his tent over a qabr. So in the night he heard somebody reciting the entire Surah Mulk. He was very worried. He came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I happened to pitch up my tent, not knowing there was a qabr there, and I heard this person reciting the whole Surah Mulk. Whoever was in the qabr, this person recited the whole Surah Mulk. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hiya al-mani'ah. Surah al-Mulk prevents azab of qabr. Hiya al-munjiyah. It is a savior. It will save a person from azab, from the fire of Jahannam, and will gain this person entry into Jannah. It is mentioned that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never go to sleep until he recited Surah Mulk and Alif Lam Mim Tanzil, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, which appears in the 21st para. The Surah Mulk appears in the 29th para, and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda in the 21st para. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not go to sleep until he recites these two surahs. And then in one hadith by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my burning desire. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is my burning desire that Surah Mulk must be contained in the heart of every ummati of mine. That means every ummati must memorize Surah Mulk. It is very, very easy. 30 ayat, one ayat per day. In 1 month you memorize the whole Surah Mulk. If a person is very weak and he can't recite, can't memorize one ayat per day, then half an ayat, and in 2 months you will memorize the whole Surah Mulk, and every night before going to sleep you recite Surah Mulk. It will save a person from azab of the qabr, from the fire of Jahannam. It will give the person entry into Jannat. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu meets a person and tells him, shall I not give you a gift, a hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with which you will become very, very happy? And he said, please do so. So he said, recite Surah Mulk and teach it to your family. Allimha ahlak, your wife, wa jami'a waladik, all your children, wa sibyana baytik, all the children at home, your nephews, your nieces, all the little children at home. Also teach it to your neighbors also. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, it is mani'a, munjiya. These are the words given in the hadith. That Surah Mulk will save a person from the azab of the qabr. Surah Mulk will save the person from the fire of Jahannam. It will intercede on behalf of the person. And finally the person will be forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will put the person into Jannah. So may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us to recite Surah Mulk every day. And if you recite every day, inshallah, the words will become very easy on our tongue until we be able to memorize it, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala save us from the azab of the qabr, inshallah.